Today's Spice and Hour is sponsored in part by PokerStars. PokerStars has the best play money poker software in the world for desktop and mobile. It's the biggest selection of poker games anywhere, including No Limit Hold'em, Stud, Draw, and a bunch of variants of the new Fast Fold Zoom Poker and Jackpot Spin and Go tournaments. We're going to have a Rob is a Podcast PokerStars game coming up on September 12th. It's going to be free for you to participate in. I'll even announce the winner on the podcast. If you want to play with us on that day, go to PokerStars.net/RHAP today to sign up for more details. People can play for free as long as they want with no charge. However, if you want to jump to the higher stakes games and special promotional events, you can buy extra chips for just a few dollars. There's a bunch of world famous poker players playing on PokerStars. You could play against them all online. And from August 9th through August 30th, they're running a second annual Play Money World Championship of online poker. It's a tournament with 70 events with many of the top names in poker taking part. New players start with 1,000 chips, but when you sign up via the podcast, you'll get 1 million chips to play with, credited within 24 hours. Go to PokerStars.net/RHAP. That's PokerStars.net/RHAP. This is Rob Cesternino, and you're listening to The Spice and Hour for the week of August 24th, 2015. Baby, I get
paid. I'm a volunteer. I'm a celebrity. Oh, that song hits so hard every time.
Oh, my God. It was my future.
It could still be your future.
Oh, no. I actually called my ghostwriter, and I said, look, we got to
drop. Whoa, wait.
Red alert.
Meek Mill?
No, Drake. Oh. Drake writes for me. He just doesn't write for himself.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. He saves the best stuff for you.
Yeah, clearly. So let's just get this podcast started with the most important pressing news of the week. How nobody knew about you on David Letterman, Rob, and then Regis and Kelly, how that video is not viral and not on your homepage of RHAP.
Why would it be viral?
Because it's incredible. It was like you were going joke for joke with David Letterman, just owning it with your dry wit.
But it's really old. It's like from 2003. Yeah,
whatever. It's timeless. That's like saying Michael Jackson's Thriller music video is old.
I guess so. I wasn't even allowed to go on the stage. I had to go in the deli.
Well, it made it
I know.
Even
Why
more-
was that? Why did they do that to you?
I think that David Letterman didn't really want any of the survivors to be on the stage.
Be famous.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm not talking to these game show contestants. I think they made him. And so he's like, well, I'll let them be on the show, but they're not coming in the studio.
He definitely had that attitude when I was on, to the point where he was like, why is he here? And I was literally like, because you guys emailed all me for like 3 months straight and flew me here, put me in a hotel, like, not by my choice, fool.
Yeah.
But I didn't say that. I was like, I don't know.
That's what you did instead.
Yeah, that was what I did.
How many times were you guys on Leno more or Letterman?
Letterman twice and Leno at least a couple times. But I found multiple emails in my 30,000 plus emails that I'm going through where I just didn't even respond to going on to Jay Leno more times. I was like, oh, that's cool that I was in a mental place where I would ignore Jay Leno's emails. Cool.
Yeah, that was one of the interesting things from Snapchat that was like an ongoing thing all week long since you got back from Hawaii. You were just continually deleting emails and watching the number go down and you're just hitting the keys. At one point, you had the trophy that you got from Yahoo for being the greatest reality TV villain. You had that working on the keyboard. Seemed like that was working good for you, but you stopped doing that.
Here's the background here. So when I wanted to be a secret agent, I joined this, like, it's called Stratfor, and they give you like intelligence reports around the world every day, and I think you pay like $1,000 a year or whatever for your membership. And the guy,
that's not bad.
Yeah, and you know, I was like a CIA agent when I had all my intel. And so when the WikiLeaks came out, this company Stratfor was all over the WikiLeaks, like giving intelligence to the State Department or whatever. So they got hit by like the gnarliest anonymous like spam attack to all the users' emails. So I got hit because that was my, you know, main email. So I just stopped using that email account like 5 years ago. So the other day I just logged into it and randomly I see this email from this major talent agency saying that they are dropping me. Keep in mind, I have never had an agent and never thought, you know, if I had an agent, I'd have a job or maybe possibilities. So I see this email and I read it. I'm like, how is this talent agent saying that I'm getting dropped when they never were my agent? So I was like, oh my God, what else is in this email account? You know, so that's how it started. And then when I deleted the first 13,000 emails, I thought, I was like, I did it, zero. And then I refreshed and it went to 25,000 more. And I was like, oh my God, I just deleted 13,000 emails and now I have 25,000 more to go. So now I'm down to 21,000 left. So,
oh my God.
But that's a lot. It's really good thing you don't have a real job.
No, it's really good though because I'm on the phone with people. It sounds like I'm typing, like, and I have a job and I'm like working real hard. People will be like, "Whoa, dude, you're the fastest typer. What are you working on?" I'm like, just a little project.
Yeah, when I was on the phone with Spencer yesterday, when I was talking to him the whole time, I was talking, I was hearing this in the background. Can you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like you work in like a newsroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he writing the greatest American novel of all time? And he's like, I'm deleting emails.
Yeah, boom.
But
yeah,
you couldn't just highlight all of them and delete all?
Well he has to go through them.
Yeah, there's so many that I am archiving to print up in frame to show that at one time I had this level of mental capacity. It's really good. It's a healthy cleansing for me to see how far I come. I may have no money now, but I do have a grasp on reality, which is priceless when you look at where I was. And for instance, I found an email.
Any plumber questions? We have a plumber here in the.
Oh, hey, Tyson's plumber.
What's up?
Woo!
That's all.
What's the problem over there?
What's the problem? There's not a problem.
There's not a problem.
We're just finishing the upstairs.
It's just a routine checkup.
Routine plumber checkup.
Is he putting in the Japanese toilets that I used to have that have the automatic butt washer?
I'll have to ask him if he's got those Japanese toilets.
I can't imagine that all of Tyson's hair is good for the drainage system, though.
It's really bad. I have a straightened out hanger in every bathroom. And I also have one of those like auger things that you like has like a twisty magoo.
An auger thing with a twisty magoo.
Yeah. And you know what?
What are you like, Willy Wonka? That can't be a real thing.
Dr. Seuss, bro. There's few greater satisfactions than pulling like a ton of hair out of a drain.
Oh, no, I disagree completely.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes I look at my drain and like, boy, am I really losing my hair that fast?
Well, yeah. I think on average, like the human loses like 200 hairs off of their head each day.
I don't know. Sometimes I look at the drain, I'm like, I guess this is it.
Are you balding?
I don't know. I don't really think so, but maybe a little bit.
Nicole,
I
mean,
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm 36.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Did you know something, Rob?
What's that?
We're the same age.
I know.
I always thought you were older than me because you seemed like you had your shit together more.
I seem like I'm easily in my mid-40s.
Exactly. So I love pulling like a big, huge goop of hair out of the drain. Like to me, that's really satisfying.
You know, recently I had a chance, you know, for the sponsors for the podcast, that there was a comb that is supposed to reverse hair loss that has like a laser in it.
I'd buy a bunch of those
They asked me if I want to use it, but I'm like, I don't know. Does it work? I'm like, I don't know.
It has a laser.
Yeah.
So for lasers.
They were going to give you one for free?
Yeah, to do commercials for it on the podcast, but I'm like, wow. Oh, geez, I don't know.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, like you just said laser.
Because it wouldn't be, the commercial wouldn't be me saying like, hey, I just started using this laser for my hair. I don't know. It seems like it's working okay. It's like, boy, you know, I've got this laser on my hair and then, boy, this is really working. And if something's not working, I don't really want to do a commercial for it. And then people start emailing me like, hey, screw you, man, that I bought that laser comb and it's not working.
Well, what
kind of operation are you running over there?
What if you pulled the laser from the comb and used it for something else?
Like what?
Laser tag or heat your food or something like that.
Yeah, it's also you have to use it for like 5 or 6 minutes at a time. And I just don't know how comfortable I am with putting a laser up to my head for that many hours a week.
Don't you already...
Go on.
Oh, go ahead, Spencer.
I was just going to say the only way I would buy it is if it had Goldfinger's voice like Dr. Bun, this is a laser.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you expect to have happen? You expect me to talk?
So I expect you to die, Mr. Bun.
They were going to give you one for free?
Yeah.
On the condition that you advertise, but
right.
The condition couldn't have been like, I will only advertise if it really works, otherwise I'll just send it back.
Yeah, I believe that there is some sort of satisfaction guarantee with that product, but I don't, I really wasn't comfortable. You have to use it for a long time also. It's like, you have to use it for like 21 weeks or something like that. I'm like,
that's a lot
of time.
Man.
It's a big commitment.
You already have a wife. It's like, what more commitments do you have time for?
Right. And especially, like, I thought you were saying you already have a wife. What do you need to have hair for?
Oh, true that.
So.
I just said true that, dude.
True that, bro.
Why don't we just make you a wig if you ever lose your hair out of my hair?
Oh, wow. That'd be like the locks of love for instead of but for sick kids. This is for friends who are balding.
Yeah, it's just for friends who've lost all their self-esteem because their hair left them.
Yeah, that's not going to be the reason why I have no self-esteem left.
Well, what's the reason?
I mean, part of it is that I've spent the better part of a week as a 36-year-old man talking about Big Brother in my in-law's basement. That's part of it.
Definitely are not Snapchatting enough in the basement.
Yeah.
that I can do. That I can work on in the next couple days.
What's Nicole doing while you're doing that?
She's just complaining about the heat. It's been not that fun of a trip because I'm traveling with my wife, who is 6 months pregnant, and our baby, who's almost 2 years old, and we're just like in close quarters. It's hot. It's humid. She's miserable. She's like really upset about just generally everything because the air conditioning isn't really that cold, and she's just miserable, and the baby isn't sleeping well, and it's really a very tough trip so far.
Why are you there again? You're visiting who?
Yeah, my parent. Mom and her parents. They're gonna have a baby shower for Nicole this weekend.
Oh, does she know?
Yeah, it's not a surprise. It's not even a real baby shower because we did a real one when she had Dominic, but for this baby, we're just having a barbecue.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, you don't need to go crazy for the second baby.
When Nicole gets irritated, does she ever threaten to pillox you?
No.
Pilloxing is what? Pillow fighting?
No, pilloxing is Pilates mixed with boxing.
So who do you think would win in a fight out of Spencer and her?
In pilloxing?
Well, she'll be pilloxing.
She's pregnant. Pregnant ladies are not to be messed with.
Please don't try to beat up my pregnant wife, Spencer.
I don't try to beat up anyone. I'm usually the one people are trying to beat up. Let's get that clear.
Yeah. I mean, Spencer has an actual colored belt in martial arts. I think that he could probably take her, but, you know, she probably has a mean streak in her that Spencer doesn't have.
I'll tell you this, all it takes is a good finger lock and you'll get me tapping.
What?
I don't know if she knows any.
No, yeah. You literally just grab somebody's finger and you just twist it really hard to break it. I'll never forget when I was training the most jujitsu in my life and I thought I was the toughest ever. I was like 21 and I was like, okay, Brody, Mr. Tough Guy, let's do this. And we had a full arm gnarly grappling match and I was choking the shit out of him. All of a sudden he grabs like, you know, one of my middle finger, my pinky, whatever finger he grabbed and just goes to break it off in half. And I just go tap, 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 tap. Ah! And it just, although you could be a black belt, somebody grabs your pinky finger and goes to just break it off. It's game over.
Yeah. So
there it is. There's your self-defense tip of the day on the Spicin' Hour.
So what about this, Spencer? Hypothetically, you're jiu-jitsuing somebody. You have them in a finger lock. They refuse to tap out. Do you really snap their finger?
Brody was definitely going to break mine off. That's why I let go. He was breaking it. I couldn't do that to one of my friends, but Brody could easily do that to air quote friends.
He would have.
Definitely. Yeah. But you can't do finger locks in jiu-jitsu. So he was already making
he was already breaking the rules.
He was already just coming out of the blue with that. I was not prepared. There's no defense for a finger lock.
Well, Brody's really like the Cobra Kai of jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
He's the kid. He's Johnny.
Yeah. No mercy in this brojo.
Yeah. Finger locks, they sound painful when you describe them.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I should have just followed up with the eye gouge and been like, oh, we're doing that. Yeah. Boom. Eye gouge.
Fish hooked your mouth and then eye gouged you.
Got you back. But so that's
just
that's
all. Weird. Dude, new octagonal business idea.
For the Floctagon.
Yeah, only for the Floctagon, you can only use illegal moves that are currently illegal in other fighting systems.
Nothing else. I will tell you, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but the Marines or Recon Marines or whoever, they're doing their like yearly oil derrick drills where they like hover above the oil derricks and like drop guys off of ropes or whatever. But
is that the helicopters that are by your house?
Oh my God, it does not stop. I feel like I live on a base. It's like, shut up. Can you get, where are those silent helicopters that killed Bin Laden? Can you guys use those ones, the stealth helicopters, please? Yeah.
This sounds like the property value over there is going to drop if they keep this up.
Oh, it was hard enough looking at those oil derricks, but now I got guys jumping on them. Like, please, my beach house, hello.
Yeah. Wow. You're ruining my view.
Oh, you terrible people.
Yeah.
So I tried to find some news. It's been a pretty dry news week.
Oh, are we moving to news right now?
No, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. So anyone tuning in, I don't have any hot flock of stories.
I want to ask Tyson. I've been following on Snapchat that it seems like Rachel is on the lam. Are you worried that that Rachel could potentially make a run for it?
For what?
She seems like she was very excited to get out of the house, and she seems like she might be like thinking about making a run for it.
Yeah, but I think the thing that's holding her back is she knows how many girls I'd get if I had Bergen with me at the mall.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's the only thing that's keeping her here now.
She seemed really happy to be out of the house.
She gets stoked. Yeah. Even just to like drive around in the car and stuff, she's just like, is over the moon.
Yeah.
It's never been now easier to please her.
Now she knows how Heidi's felt for the last 9 years. Heidi's right now like acting like going to the vet right now with out of the house is going to actual Disneyland. She's like, oh yeah, Mike, you having fun? Yes.
Yeah, because she's at the vet.
Oh my God, El Capitan just have a new update.
Don't download and install right yet, dude. Wait till after the podcast.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, you're updating your Mac to the new operating system?
It says El Capitan Recovery Update 2.0. Like, that sounds like I need this, like an emergency.
Hold on. But didn't you already go through this when you upgraded to iOS 9 and you were like, I'm never doing anything that's in beta again? Well, it screwed up all my apps.
I did it the same day that I did iOS 9. I did El Capitan, but everything I read online about like going back down from Capitan back to Yosemite, I would have had to put everything on a separate drive before I upgraded to El Capitan, which I did not do. So I'm stuck over here. And now every like week there's a new 2.0 update 5. So it's like, I thought I was
working all the glitches out, man.
Yeah.
I thought they were already.
You're a guinea pig.
Yeah.
It says if you need to restart, though, in the little thing, right? I'm pretty sure. I don't think this is a restart one.
Yeah, restart. Don't restart and don't do any updates during the podcast. That should be a rule.
I clicked it. Ah!
We can't hear you.
It's Friday. I will say there's few things that get me as excited as checking my phone and like even updating apps I don't use.
Oh, dude, I love that. Like,
it's a weird, I don't know, get a high off it. You know, some people get high off of checking things off of a list. I get high off of clicking update.
This is going to make you sick, Spencer, when you hear this. My brother won't update an app because he doesn't think that the new version will be as good as the older version. So like if I go into his app store, he'll have like 60 updates that have been sitting there for months, dude. And I'm like, why don't you update those? He's like, cut. And I was like, I check mine every time I'm on my phone because I have to have the latest upgraded app for everything all the time. Because it seems like if you're making an update, you're streamlining it more to be conducive to the phone that's in your hand, I would think.
So, I used to think like you until the other day, the Instagram update made it impossible for you to make up your own location. Like I was always a location as Snapchat Pratt sensor. Now it only offers actual Snapchat like offices. Like you can't.
So Snapchat your offices. Here,
like the actual addresses. Like now they've made it so like exact, you cannot be like messing with their system by creating your own Snapchat location. Like now they made it like Square or something. So now I can't just write in like I'm in a burrito and that's my location, you know?
Yeah.
So that right there, I used to be just like you and I still am, but your brother, I felt like your brother for a minute. I was like, they made the app worse.
So. Yeah, this isn't an update at all. This should be a downgrade.
This is the only way I get Snapchat viewers.
So. By location? That's the only way you get them?
Yeah, because people, I feel like the only people that see that I'm on Snapchat are my Instagram following. Did you guys happen to see the lady in the burrito shop run from me today trying to film
what was her problem?
She didn't want to be on camera. I was like, sorry, too late.
Why not? Was she on the lam? Like Rachel?
She acted like she didn't have citizenship or something.
Did you just tell her you'd blur her face? That usually...
I said I can put an emoji over your face, and she looked at me like I was even crazier. Like, what did you just say to me?
She wasn't a citizen? Is that what it was?
I don't know. She ran so fast, I thought she clearly had some cases on her.
Yeah, wow. Well, that could be it.
But she's been paying cash for years and not using cell phones, only to be outed on Snapchat.
I wanted a Snapchat at my coffee shop. The world famous surfer Dane Reynolds was there with his wife and baby. And he's already like, he's a very like shy. I mean, I don't know if you're listening, Dane. I don't know if you're shy, but he clearly doesn't want to talk to me. So I would assume that means you're shy.
Did
so
you say already, hi to him?
Yeah, I've already like had the awkward like, hey, I'm a super fan. Like, I live in the town if you ever want to hang out. Blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to roll up on him and Snapchat and be like, Dane. And then I was like, Spencer, I really don't think that's a good idea, but now I regret that I didn't, so I'm just going to go for it. For now, I'm just snapping.
Yeah. You always want to go with your first instinct because that's usually correct.
Does anybody ever say they don't want to be filmed?
Lots of people, I say, well, this is a public street.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have issues on private property. Then they're like, no, you can't film me in here. It's private property. I'm like, no.
My move is more that I like to film myself as I'm talking to different random people.
Dominic?
Yeah, well, Dominic, I'll usually film him. I have his consent. I signed the permission slip for that.
Oh, nice.
But for other strangers, like, I feel like if I'm in, like, the back of a taxi, I prefer, like, I'll film myself talking to the guy, especially when he's saying something, like, really crazy.
Yeah, I do admire Spencer's lack of fear in filming complete strangers.
Yeah.
No, I am going to jack a little bit of Rob's style, though, because, like, today I should have Snapchat my awkward conversation with Dane, and he would have been like, why is this guy filming me? And it would have been super weird and awesome.
Yeah, I feel like it really put... I like the other person to not know they're being filmed. I like to do more of, like, a hidden secret camera film stuff. Yeah.
So I should have had the camera like low in my hand, pointed up while I'm talking to him, like, hey, Dane, how's it going?
But I'm always afraid, like with that thing, like in the back of a taxi, like talking to the person, that I'm going to like have my phone where it's not on silent. And then the guy's going to hear his voice played back and then he's just going to kill me.
Yeah.
Oof.
But like, he can't kill you because as he turns to kill you, be like, I got it all on camera, bro.
It'll break my phone then. It's in the cloud. It's at the cloud.
It uploaded automatically to the internet.
That's right.
I will say I have all my phones linked to the cloud so that if somebody's murdering me, I can at least film it and be like, you're going down after I'm dead, motherfucker.
Look at my guts, fans.
Yeah.
Like I do have that thought. Like, oh, I'm safe. I got
favorite
cloud.
This. Yeah.
You're not safe, but at least justice will be served.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Clearly nuts.
Yeah. That should be a movie where there's like a murder on social media and then people have to investigate it.
Do you know, Rob, it's easier to get Brody Jenner on the phone than it is to get you on the phone?
No.
It is. No, for real. I can get Brody on the phone faster than I can get you on the phone.
Why do you say that?
Because I've called you this week like 4 times, and I've called Brody like once, and I got a hold of him once, and I'm
Are you leaving messages?
I'm calling, leaving messages.
No, get out of here.
No, for I'm not
what
even,
number do you have for him?
Probably have his like the fan number, the fan voicemail number.
Well, Google Voice.
Here, I'll say it to everybody. Hold on.
No, don't say it to everybody. Okay. Well, we'll figure that out offline.
All right. Just a FYI.
Okay. That's I've been traveling this week, and also a lot of times if I don't know the number, I'm like,
you don't know Spencer's number.
Yeah.
That was there. He just totally dissed me. Not even.
I'm the opposite, Rob. I get in touch with you way more via phone than Brody.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the top of the show, you guys were talking about how you talk on the phone. Like, how often do you guys talk on the phone during the week?
I don't know. 3 times a day.
3 times a day? For real?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
In all seriousness, you guys talk on the phone 3 times a day?
No, well,
Tyson has a very similar schedule to mine. We both have the same work hours, so it's convenient for our friendship that our bosses allow us to
answer the phone whenever we want.
Yeah, whereas my other friends have these jobs that are restricted.
We're probably on the phone a few times a week.
Okay, and what do you guys normally talk about? Is it like this?
Well, if we do a particularly dope Snapchat, you obviously have to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then if either of us has questions for anything, Spencer will call me with like just random questions about life or whatever.
Like advice?
Oh, yeah, advice. He'll be like, what should I do here? And I was like, like if he would have called me and been like, do I need to Snapchat this pro surfer? I'd have been like, yes, definitely. He's like, it's going to be super awkward. I was like, well, you might want to get 2 phones on it then.
Hmm.
Like yesterday, I called him to help him pick out his new minivan.
Minivan.
That was yesterday's conversation.
Are you getting a minivan?
I think so.
Oh my God.
Do you have one?
No, we have like an SUV, but not a minivan.
You should get a minivan, dude. Those doors are so much better for getting a baby in and out.
Yeah.
I know you guys saw my Snapchat where I used my older sister's minivan and I clicked the button to open the door to put the burrito.
Like, yeah.
When you put the burrito in the car seat?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm like totally a van expert. That's why he called me to talk van. I recommend the Volkswagen because Germans are very efficient.
If you're trying to win like a popularity contest in high school, then maybe a minivan's not for you. But
why? You could fit all your friends in it.
You could, but there's a certain stigma that comes with minivans that they're not cool.
I don't know. If you blacked out the windows, tinted them up, put a good like $5,000 system in there, just bumping. If you rolled up in the hole, some rims, and you rolled up bumping, you may not be, I think you'd have some style. I don't know. I personally would respect the kid rolling blacked out windows, rims, bumping.
Minivan?
Yeah. My first thought would be like, man, he has the whole football team there to beat me up. They needed a van.
Yeah. I think I am going to, right now the front runner is the Honda Odyssey.
Honda Odyssey. Yeah. I believe it's pronounced the Honda Odyssey.
The Odyssey.
Yeah.
Aris doesn't have a minivan.
That's a Otis Aris joke, Tyson.
Oh, I get it.
Aris guy must be a super famous because he gets name dropped on this podcast.
You'll see how famous he is. His brother, he's so famous they put his brother on Survivor also.
Yeah.
He's like Richard Haynes. Yeah.
They have 2 brothers on the season.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's when you are famous. It's like on Bachelor Paradise, they brought that girl's sister.
Yeah. And everybody was so mad because they were like, she didn't go on an original season. It was so awesome, that fight.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys if you saw Straight Outta Compton.
I don't watch movies at theaters anymore because I stay at home and eat candy.
Since when? You just had your birthday party at since Bergen.
Since I had the baby.
Yeah. I don't go to the movies anymore really either since I had a baby. But we almost went to Straight Outta Compton the other day when my mom was going to babysit the baby.
Yeah. I feel like if you live in LA and stuff, you should go to see that movie in Compton.
Yeah.
No?
Scott St. Pierre almost did that. He was thinking about doing that. But I was going to go look at it, and then I saw that the runtime was 2.5 hours, and I was like, this is straight out of consideration. I don't need to see this movie for 2.5 hours.
I can barely listen to half of their album, so I don't know really how I could listen to them talk for an hour. I don't know.
Well, it's not really them. It's actors and sons portraying them.
even worse. It's like if it was a reality movie with the real gangsters,
the surreal life with all those guys.
If it was a documentary that recovered footage of like making NW, I don't know.
No.
I just had this argument with three different people. I'm like, if you're gonna get me to drop like $40 in popcorn and candy on a movie plus tickets and parking and walking and driving, all these things, you better have Tom Cruise in that movie with unicorns and rocket launchers, because I'm not going to watch some people rap and talk about beating up police, because I love police. And anybody that hates on police sucks. So
I want to see it, but I feel like that's kind of like a Netflix movie for me. I don't need to go see Straight Outta Compton in the theaters.
That was my exact argument. And I've argued with people that are like, do you know who directed that? And I was like, Gary something. I don't care. Like, get out of here.
I heard it's really good also, so I don't want to dog on it too much, but I also don't like that like Dr. Dre and Ice Cube were involved in the making of it. Sort of like I went to go see the Biggie movie that they made, and it was like produced by like Diddy, and like Diddy came off really good in the movie. And so almost like this Full House movie that just came out. I wish it was like that. I wish it was the unauthorized story.
There's a Full House movie?
Yeah, this weekend.
It's coming out in movie theaters?
No, it's going to be on Lifetime. It's the unauthorized by... We're recording this on Friday. The movie's going to be out on Saturday night. So while you guys are listening to this, the movie, I'm going to record a podcast about it over the weekend. But they did this with Saved by the Bell also.
Oh, wow.
It's unauthorized. Yeah.
That sounds really great.
So you're getting the real story. Yeah. Nobody's like trying to make Dave Coulier come off really good in the story.
I don't know. I think... I would much rather go watch Perez Hilton in the Canadian Full House play.
Yeah.
I thought BoJack Horseman was already the unauthorized biography of Full House.
Who's BoJack Horseman?
It's a Netflix show.
Oh, that's, yeah, that it's, but it's a fake Full House.
Yeah.
This is real
Full House. It's like this is a real thing, like,
well, no, hold on.
Music style.
This is the unauthorized documentary about this. And then there's also going to be a new Full House that's coming out, Fuller House, but that's actually the real people.
With Bob Saget again?
Yeah, they're going to, but they're old.
How do you think?
But no Mary-Kate or Ashley, and that's the big drama.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be the big draw, but it's like with all that money they made off all those little girls when they were stars. They don't need to do that shit.
Yeah, but they were babies. Anyway, I know, Spencer, I know that they're your friends, but I do think you just get other people to play them. They were babies.
Yeah, I don't care if they're in the show.
You can't just get... and first of all, it would be weird because...
The Olsen twins are your friends, Spencer?
Well, in my... Yeah, they helped make me thousands of dollars. Those are BFFs.
Wow. How did they do that? Did they just give you $1,000?
No, remember I sold that photo of us all wasted at Sunday Forum?
Yeah, they should just have Heidi play Michelle Tanner.
Heidi's available.
Can Heidi say, "You got it, dude"?
We can practice.
Do a line reading. But if they just had, and now here's Heidi. She's going to be as playing Michelle Tanner in Fuller House. Who would say anything? There weren't actually two babies on the show. Like, there were two actress babies, but there was only one Michelle Tanner. Michelle Tanner wasn't a twin. Uncle Jesse had kids that were twins.
So what are you trying to say?
We only need one person to play Michelle Tanner in Fuller House.
Oh, yeah, because they tag teamed that whole thing.
Yeah, they weren't twins on the show.
If I was producing it, if I was producing that right now, I could make it a number one hit, because I would have Michelle Tanner played by, what's her name? Amanda Bynes.
Oh, okay.
That would be the move.
That would be the move. Okay.
Just saying.
And yeah, I can't wait to see this Full House documentary, because I wonder if they're going to have Alanis Morissette dating Dave Coulier. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice.
It's going to be really good. Make sure you set your DVR for that on Lifetime. But let me talk about another scandal that's going on right now. Spencer, you talked a couple of weeks ago about how you were going to be getting burritos with the Instagram sensation, the fat Jewish, but all of a sudden the Spencer Pratt curse came to light, and now all of a sudden you took him down.
It's weird that it was the week he was supposed to meet up with me, and that he was like texting me, and the week that I flaked on him because he wanted to do 8 o'clock, and I could only do 7 o'clock. I have a busy schedule.
PM or AM?
p.m.
Oh, my God. And I thought you were talking a.m. for breakfast burritos. I was like, not the Spencer I know.
Yeah. Okay.
No, so I flaked on him, and then he got his show canceled. You know, just...
Tyson, have you followed all this?
I followed all of it, and I think, I mean, Spencer's flakiness is what saved his... what reputation he has.
Yeah, this is like one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to get on the plane, and then the plane crashes.
Yeah, or just like
for real, I think he would be blaming me right now, because we were going to do a bunch of photos, paparazzi shots, Instagram, Facebook. So there would have been all these photos of me and him, and then boom, you know, his whole career would have been, yeah, the fall. And he would have been like, Spencer, you ruined my post.
He's the cooler of fame.
Yeah. Tyson, are you worried about this?
Worried about what?
About Spencer and being associated with him?
No, not at all. I'm proud to be associated with Spencer.
Yeah. You're not superstitious.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I should message the Fat Jew and be like, if in your time, you know, I know what you're going through. So if you want to give me your 9 million followers, I will handle all the hate you're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, let's just set up the story.
That he's now crediting. All his posts. Accrediting people. So just like what Perez Hilton did initially, where he would steal all the paparazzi photos and not give them credit. And then he did. And then it was, people moved on.
Yeah. Okay, people were like, okay, you can still be famous if you want to.
See, I think that we're a little inside right now. I think a lot of people that are listening to the podcast don't know exactly what we're talking about.
Do you want me to tell them about it?
Yeah. Set this up of who the Fat Jewish is and why there's been a controversy.
So the Fat Jewish is an Instagram account. It's run by a guy who is known as the Fat Jewish. And what he does is he takes the funniest things from Reddit, Tumblr, Instagram, whatever, and posts them on his Instagram account. He's amassed like he has 6 million followers on Instagram, and he's made millions off of advertising and sponsorship because of it.
Let's not throw around this guy who's made millions. We don't know that.
That's what it says in all the news articles.
Yeah, that also said that I was bankrupt, which I wasn't.
Okay. Well, he's made some money off of these accounts. He's famous on Twitter too, I'm told. And, he's finding all these funny memes and just sayings, whatever, and he posts them, but he never gives credit to where they come from. And most people, like, when I look at him, I'm just like, oh, he found that somewhere. That's pretty funny. But for some reason, all of a sudden, people started having a problem with him stealing content.
So, it's an interesting debate because
backlash.
The idea of stealing jokes on Twitter and social media has become a real hot button issue with comedians and comedy writers.
I've had people steal my tweets.
Yeah. And did it make you mad?
Yeah, because they didn't credit me at all. And it's just like, well, if the people that are reading this, like, A, assume that your brain came up with it. And then you get either some more followers or favorites or something like that from it. That's, I earned that, not you.
Yeah.
And so I will block them. If I see somebody that steals a tweet of mine that doesn't give me credit, I just block them so they can't steal more.
It's interesting. It's a very interesting debate.
He just did a post a little while ago about his whole interview talking about this with the New York Magazine, and he said that he gets it. He should have been crediting everyone. So he's going back to every Instagram post, and if you send him a link to one that you can show that it was yours first, he's crediting you. So I respect that he's even...
Yeah, but that's... he's doing that, but at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to go back to the Fat Jewish's account, like... 2 years ago and look at that photo and be like, oh, that was from him.
No, but these people that are mad, they know 2 years ago he took my joke. You know, these are people who really take their shit serious. So you not remember, but I'm sure there's the guy that had his one funny moment of his life that got
him. Yeah, but what I'm saying is he's not going to reap the benefit of being credited now because his funny joke that's on the Fat Jewish site is so buried in the archives that it's not going to matter to that person either, because they're going to be like, well, it would have been nice to have 350 likes 2 years ago instead of now having two people even see it anymore.
But I think it's an interesting debate in 2015 as I talk about what is the value of the person who may not be the person who's making the jokes, but is the person who is the collector and the distributor of the jokes. Like the person who's going through and saying, this is all of the best stuff. Follow me. I'll share all of the best stuff. I understand why people are angry with him.
Yeah. I like that, but he should have been given credit. Because, like, honestly, if he's the curator of all the funny material on the internet, and he credits somebody, and you go follow that somebody who made a super awesome tweet, and the rest of their tweets aren't awesome, then you can unfollow them, but still get your funny content from the Fat Jewish. Like, it gives you the opportunity to choose whether or not you want to follow this person who made this one funny thing.
And he had a deal with Comedy Central for a TV show. They took that away from him.
He said that was scripted, and that was like 18 months ago, and they both agree. You know, I don't think that that's just the media saying that they canceled this show because everyone hates. I think that show was just dead a long time ago.
And also, he has a deal with CAA, and I'm not sure if that's going away. My question is this a valuable skill set that the Fat Jewish has? And what's his real name, Spencer?
I don't know.
Oh, they've started calling him by his real name. Josh Ostrovsky is his real name.
I don't think I think it's a valuable skill set when you do it as your own. But he has he has interns and stuff doing it for him.
Yeah, he says that, my staff. Bottom line is, if he'd been making all these up on his own, he'd be the funniest human on earth. And I think the reality is, I get it, you know, but I've always just looked at him. I never once thought, oh, this guy made that. So I don't know. I guess I get the person who did was like, hey, but I don't know.
But
I guess
it was me, and you didn't know that it was me. You know that it's not him, but you don't know it's me.
If you're making memes, though, it's like, come on, you better figure out something if you're like, that's my meme you took.
Yeah, but some of those memes crush ass pretty hard.
You crush ass is good or crush ass is bad?
It's good.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I see. It's definitely, I see both sides because he's been making money off other people's stuff, but.
Yeah. Like for me, like it definitely, I think, is an important conversation to be having, to be thinking about, because it sort of changes the way that I look at stuff. Even like on this show, when we talk about the news in a little bit, I'm just giving you news articles that we got from other websites. And I feel like, you know what? I should be saying that, oh, this week BuzzFeed is reporting that this happened. Or
BuzzFeed makes all their stuff up?
I don't think that they care. But I mean, if you really look at it, it's not really any different than when the Fat Jewish is saying, like, people that listen to the podcast would be like, boy, you know, Rob and Spice and intern Lita really are uncovering these amazing stories.
Yeah, well, then I guess we may as well do that. And we've lesson learned, you know.
I agree. As journalists, which we are, we should be crediting our team.
I mean, it happens a lot, I think, with reporting news also, with like things like in sports, like it's like a person will like one reporter will say, this team made a trade. And then another reporter can just get on their Twitter and say, oh, this team made a trade, but they didn't attribute it to the writer that first did it. Like, it's a weird time that we're in social media.
Well, cycling news, I know that some of the websites I follow to get my cycling news, they do credit the news sources. They're like, this was originally posted here.
Yeah.
So they'll post the story, but they'll be like, this was originally posted here with a link and everything.
Yeah. So interesting stuff with the Fat Jewish. Spencer, are you still interested in having burritos with the Fat Jewish, Josh Ostrovsky?
Oh, yeah. I love hanging out with hated people.
So you feel like maybe this could maybe make you guys have an even tighter friendship.
I think we could come up with a really funny joke and like me like choking him out for stealing one of my memes and like take that photo like Spencer Pratt beats up Fat Jewish for stealing joke.
For stealing burrito cat meme.
Ooh, just like a Thai burritos right into that. Yesterday, I was nauseous and didn't want to eat another burrito. And I was like, I only have a fan base right now based off of my burrito skills. I have to do it. So I ordered one and I ate the whole thing, even though what I need to start doing is Snapchatting eating the whole burrito. Because I think there are skeptics out there that don't think I really eat every bite.
Hmm.
So I think I'm going to have to just snap, just three bites, gone.
Have anybody called you out on that?
No, but I know they're out there. There's always doubters.
The haters. The haters that think you're not really eating those burritos.
H-8-E-R.
Hater. So, yeah, that's big news. I wish I had gone and just waited till 8. I would have been popping.
Yeah. I feel
you
like
you always had a burrito at 7 and then another one at 8.
Well, he wanted to do burritos, but I needed to get moving towards Santa Barbara. So I said, how about we do Nobu Malibu and get Japanese burritos, aka some hand rolls. And he was feeling that. So the two of us he actually said, us two great American icons need to link up or something. I was like, wow, he thinks I'm an American icon?
Yeah.
I should have screen grabbed that messaging thing and then done a meme with our conversation and then posted it. Blew it.
Yeah. If the timing would have been right, dude, you could have gone viral.
I just got an email from the production company I did The Princes of Malibu with, and Hulu and Netflix have passed. It's like, what do they have on there that they can't put The Princes of Malibu up?
What was the problem? They had not enough space on the server?
That's what I mean. It's like, you don't have any more cloud room for the princes?
How does that work? Do you go to them with a figure of, hey, we want this much money?
I think that's probably why that passed. I bet I would have said, you can have these for free. And I bet they're like, you can put these up for this price. And they're like, no, thanks.
And so what's the leverage that you guys are like, well, if you guys don't want it, then we're just gonna put it back on the shelf.
If you don't want it, it's going right on to YouTube or Vimeo.
Oh,
and maybe nobody will ever see it.
You know what?
Why
I should tell them.
YouTube?
Yeah, like the YouTube that has commercials, and then you could watch whole episode. I'm writing that back.
Sure, why not? All right, so you're gonna put it up on YouTube, and then we can watch it.
You still have to get permission to put it on YouTube, otherwise they'll just pull it off.
Yeah, well the production company needs to okay it.
I cannot believe Megan Fox and Brian Austin are getting divorced. How did he blow it with Megan Fox? What a rookie.
Yeah, what do you think happened?
Yeah, but she has weird thumbs.
She must have something super weird if he's bailing Megan Fox.
I'm telling you, weird thumbs. I'm going to make
When you say weird thumbs, I don't know how weird they can be to divorce Megan Fox. I don't know.
Yeah, how weird could they be? Are they on backwards?
They're not backwards. They're stubby.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah. Are we talking like no thumb, like a like how did she get into Hollywood with stubby thumbs?
CGI.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Okay, before we jump into the news, let me take a quick moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, our friends over at Stamps.com, because you can now ship real U.S. postage from the comfort of your own house. It's fantastic because you don't have to go to the post office, you don't have to wait in lines, you just mail and ship postage on your schedule, Tyson.
I love it. I'm so sick of trying to do stuff on other people's schedule.
Yeah.
When I buy stamps at the store or something, it's like, I don't need 60 stamps, a whole booklet of stamps. I need maybe one stamp or two if the envelope's heavy.
Yeah. Stamps.com, it saves you the time and the hassle of going to the post office. No more rushing to be there on your busy schedule. Just print it out on your computer. The mailman picks it up, and you save money on Stamps.com too, because you get the exact postage. You don't have to buy a book because the man says you have to, like, right, Tyson?
Correct. You can just buy one at a time on Stamps.com. BFD, you know?
Yeah, and you'll even get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office. I've got the scale at my house. It's great. Right now, use promo code RHAP for this special offer, a four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, which includes that digital scale, and up to $55 of free postage. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the page, type in RHAP, that's stamps.com, and type in RHAP. All right, here we go. Let's do the Spice and News. Yes, that's right. The Spice and News. How about that? Are you guys ready to hear about some of the best stories that Lita, the Spice and intern, curated this week?
Yep.
Yes. Not anything that we researched ourselves.
Yes, everything was Lita.
Yes. Okay. So I, this is a story that was really, that was all over the place. But the source for the story is from thehill.com that Lita has found this story about. Have you followed the saga of this presidential candidate named D's Nuts?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it.
I don't know why I didn't file to run, because I didn't know it just cost $5,000. Because I always told myself I would file when I'm over 35, when I am of legal age to be president.
Yes. Well, somebody didn't wait to be 35. It turns out that a 15-year-old kid has gone ahead and, in the state of North Carolina, has gotten the candidate D's Nuts on the ballot and has earned 9% of the vote as an independent candidate.
He's awesome.
You like this kid?
Does he have a
site? So funny. I think it's insulting to anyone who's really running, like Hillary and Donald Trump. And it's just like, yeah, this is what America thinks of the presidential race now, is it's just a huge joke.
I agree. I think it's very troubling, the whole thing. Like, yeah, it's funny, but it's also really kind of scary that 9% of the people, instead of actually picking somebody, we're going to go for the joke of D's Nuts. And I don't want,
yeah.
I don't want to get political or anything, but I think that that speaks to why Donald Trump has done so well, because I think that a lot of people just feel like Donald Trump is just going to go to Washington and people are so frustrated with everything and just be like, you're fired. You're fired. You're fired. And I think they just feel like Donald Trump is just going to go clean house. And it's more that they're just frustrated with things. And the same people that are like frustrated with stuff are like, hey, you know what? I don't even care. Just vote for D's Nuts.
Yeah. Well, you know, from the very get-go of this country, the two-party system, we were always warned against.
Hmm. Why? Who is warning stuff? Nostradamus?
No, I think George Washington.
Oh, what do you say?
He just said, avoid the two-party system.
So that's
the two-party system pigeonholes everybody into two belief systems, but there's way more belief systems than that.
I had always read, or I saw recently, that that was actually said by the fat Jewish.
Yeah, that was the fat Jewish that warned us against the two-party
system. I thought he made that up.
It might have been one of the other earlier presidents, but I believe it was one of those couple at the beginning, John Adams or somebody.
So two-party system is bad. Tyson, you're out on two-party system?
I've been out of on the two-party system for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, which party is D's Nuts in?
He's independent. Hold on. How do we know it's a he?
He's a 15-year-old boy from South Carolina.
Well, I guess so. But the fictitious D's Nuts could be a man or a woman.
So if this kid was really as smart as I think, he would have his campaign site with merchandise and he'd be selling D's Nuts bumper stickers.
For friends.
D's Nuts 2018, do we have a new one?
Yeah.
So I guess last time that somebody put a fake candidate up, it was Limberbutt McCubbins in Kentucky. And so you could do the bumper sticker, D's Nuts, Limberbutt McCubbins, you know, 2018.
It would just be a Nuts McCubbins?
Yeah, Nuts McCubbins.
Yeah.
With like the, I don't know what the independent logo is, but yeah. I feel like there's probably lesser political parties that I would more closely associate with, but because only Republican and Democrat have any chance at all of winning this thing most of the time. It's just a joke. Like, these people are only wasting their time and money so that they can, you know, feel good on the inside that they tried their hardest.
See, I agree right now, but I could see like maybe in like, you know, 10 years or something, like people, there could be enough like disruption of people like across the internet and social media that people could be like so frustrated with something that they could get some sort of independent thing to work, because all these establishments of things that aren't working like eventually get disrupted, because if enough people want a better system, I think that there will be some sort of change eventually.
Yeah, we remember what happened to the French aristocrats.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about like a toppling
you are going
going dark, bro.
No, I'm not talking about some sort of like that, but even like, I'm talking about like Uber.
You're talking about a coup.
Uber is able to disrupt like the taxi industry, yeah, and people are like, this sucks. Like, I wish there was something better. Everywhere else in our lives that we, there's people are like, oh, this sucks. I wish there was something better. And something better is able to pop up. I feel like eventually there'll be somebody will be able to get something going that'll be better than what we have.
Yeah, I mean, we've only had
Who's the guy in the mask? Guy Fawkes? Isn't he the one who does it? Right? No?
Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, what are we talking about now?
The guy on Fox?
You guys just totally missed my joke. Whatever. Maybe I'm saying his name wrong. The guy that...
Guy Fieri.
No, the dude that was in the movie with Keira Knightley or Natalie Portman.
Megan Fox.
No.
The with the thumbs.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Guy Fawkes Day. They got like a party and everything. Guy Fawkes.
Oh, yeah.
The man in the Iron Mask.
F-A-W-K-E-S.
Yeah, there he is named.
He tried to blow up Parliament.
The guy with the mask. The gunpowder plot of 1605.
V for Vendetta.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. All right, worst joke of the year. Let's move on.
Yeah. So, but
you said a guy that comes along that changes everything. And I thought, hey, the guy with the mask.
Why can't it be D's Nuts? Now I'm starting to talk myself into voting
for
D's Nuts.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I really feel like I've just avoided voting because it's just like such a joke to me. So now why don't I vote for the joke? Because I've always assumed it was just a giant joke, anyways.
Is a vote for D's Nuts a vote against the establishment?
Yes.
Is a vote for D's Nuts a signal? We're not happy. We're not going to take it anymore.
Wow. You have really jumped on the bad wagon here.
Yeah,
speaking of politics, did you guys see the video of Ellen Page, that girl from that one movie?
Juno.
Juno. She rolled up on Ted Cruz while he was making chili dogs at the Iowa State Fair and started hitting him with like, why are you anti-LGBT, da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's pretty epic little scene.
Why is Ted Cruz always cooking stuff?
I think that's how you get elected. It shows you eat and cook. You're American.
Right, was he cooking stuff on the rifle also? Was that him?
Yeah. No. Maybe the bacon on the right. I forget who it was because I don't care.
Yeah.
But a few years ago when Mitt was running, I went up to a thing in Salt Lake to try and interview people that were coming out of it. And people were paying like $2,500 a plate to raise money for Mitt Romney so he could run for president. And I was thinking during that time, I was like, why doesn't a rich guy just go to every single major city in the country and throw the biggest barbecue party in the world for free, and everyone would automatically just vote for you?
I think that Ross Perot tried that.
Did he try barbecues in every city? I feel like we would have heard of that.
Yeah, we would have heard it. He made jokes about his ears.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to get elected, and if you were Bill Gates rich, if you just gave people money that showed up, and
I think that's illegal.
Okay.
So Trump shouldn't just do that. He shouldn't just say, if you vote for me, I'll just give you money.
I will say that I never thought about voting for Trump until you set up that imagery of him going around Washington and yelling at everyone, you're fired, you're fired. And then I was like, oh my God, that's the best reality show ever. Can you do that?
I used to watch wrestling in the 90s. I used to be like really into it. And I just feel like that people
Well, I feel like you really skimmed over that.
That's the Attitude Era. The wrestling was huge in the 90s. But I think that people want to see Donald Trump be like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like going up to people. And ironically, I think Donald Trump was the recipient of a Stone Cold Stunner at one point. But that's besides the point. I think people want to see Donald Trump going into up to all of these, the establishment people, and giving them Stone Cold Stunners and just completely changing things and taking over like how Stone Cold Steve Austin used to do on Monday Night Raw.
So
I think
would
that's
they
the
put him as the VP?
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Hell yeah.
Well, Vince McMahon, and I think that there's a lot of Vince McMahon in Donald Trump. And I'm not saying anything about the politics of anybody involved. I just think it's really interesting that I think that the appeal of Donald Trump is that he is going to change things. I think that's why he's really captured the imagination of so many people.
Whoa, Heidi's number one top story, Us Magazine right now.
Oh, my God.
Belfie alert.
Oh, Andrea Belfie?
I think it's a butt selfie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, what was going on? So you talked about recently on the podcast how you went to Hawaii and you took pictures with the inflatable shark. And then, of course, I thought I saw it in the paper of record, the Daily Mail in the UK, this whole big story.
Oh, it's big time. We're international now. We're over there with the queen, just chilling on her websites.
Did your fame really rise over there after CBB?
Oh, like, it's the first time I'd ever had people like, I'll never forget the rest of my life. We're walking on a street in London and these two trash trucks start like honking. And I'm like, why are they honking? And I look and the trash men are going, Spidey, Spidey, and honking. I was like, Heidi, we made it. The trash men are feeling us. But that's when I knew it was a victory.
Okay. Well, look at all these paparazzi photos of Spencer and Heidi. And I can't believe that they caught you guys doing all these things.
It's super weird.
These snappers are good. Yeah,
they know exactly where we're going to be. And they know exactly when we're looking at the camera. They really got to figure it out. You would think that we went to the beach with them.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because, in a sense, they're godlike and they know the intents of your heart? And through that, they can judge your actions before they happen.
That's why I didn't get upset when I saw them on the Daily Mail. I was like, oh, it's from God. speaking of God, Rob, I know you're so busy you can't take phone calls, but did you get at least my email that I found the talisman maker?
Yo, I didn't know what it was. I just got the link and I was looking. I was like, what is Spencer trying to tell me here?
Did you click the link?
I did click on the link, but I didn't know that was the guy.
Did you scroll down to the bottom?
I got to be honest, I didn't scroll all the way to the bottom.
Oh, that's where all the talismans are. I didn't realize I was spending thousands a pop on these babies, so we're going to need a Kickstarter for us to buy.
How much did you think you were spending?
I thought they were a few hundred bucks each. No, now. Back then, I didn't care, obviously.
Yeah. So these pictures that they ended up taking, they managed to snap a picture while Heidi was recreating the famous Kim Kardashian butt pose.
Butt on a boat pose.
Yeah.
But Heidi, I guess, didn't realize she needed sand on her butt.
Is that what it was?
And I think we needed a tan, too, if we were really going to, and a bigger butt if we're going to really go after Kim, but yeah. Whatever.
This was a great picture of Kim Kardashian that was taken by the fat Jewish also.
Oh, he took that shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes so much more sense.
That's how it got so popular.
And then he posted it first before anybody else could.
Is this a real joke? I don't even know.
And then Heidi is reading a book called Get Your Hopes Up.
Hopefully it's working. She's crying pretty hard last night.
Yeah. But Tyson, wouldn't you say that Spencer is looking pretty good in these board shorts?
He looks great in those board shorts.
Yeah.
I went board shorts shopping for that photo.
Yeah. Why are you always talking about how fat you are? You look pretty skinny in these pictures.
Because I want abs. I want to look like I'm from the Jersey Shore. I want to be tan.
Hold on. Did the paparazzi Photoshop these pictures? Is that why you look skinny?
I wish. No, it was because I hadn't been eating burritos all week in Hawaii. They don't have burritos, so I was eating like...
Yeah, poke. They do at Da Crack.
Da Crack. Well, I wasn't on the South Shore, brada. So I was eating pokey and getting skinny off pokey.
Oh, you should have been eating poi and musabi, the spam stuff.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, he just got rid of all his spam. That was why he had to delete all his emails. Well,
22,000 more to go.
So
whose
wow,
dog look at, is that?
The paparazzi's.
Oh,
yeah, I needed a prop.
And did the paparazzi bring the inflatable shark also?
No, we bought those from the hotel pool.
And where'd you get the Hawaiian sling from?
I borrowed that from a local spearing actual fish.
Tyson, did you ever use the Hawaiian sling?
Yeah, I did.
Where, on Heroes versus Villains?
Yeah, and it was on... It was on Blood versus Water.
Yeah, they didn't show it.
So breaking
news. But I went
news.
And used it in...
Sorry,
breaking news.
Whoa, this is breaking news. Three Marines just took down a terrorist on a train in Paris, France. Sorry, Tyson, but hoorah. Go on, Tyson.
Did they... Well, good. Justice has been served again. Yeah. I was going to say, I learned how to use the Hawaiian sling more proficiently in Belize when I stayed there because I would go out with guides.
And I tried to find a guide in Hawaii to take me out spearfishing, but nobody wanted to help me.
Oh, so you're saying that for some reason Spencer and Heidi got preferential treatment?
No.
From the paparazzi?
It was a girl. Maybe you tried to get a male.
No, I tried to go. I found like six different people. And I was like, hey, can you take me spearfishing? And they were like, well, we need to get you your fishing license and all this stuff. And I was like, in Belize, I just gave the guy money and then he let me do whatever I wanted.
Hmm. So if you give a guy money, he'll let you do whatever he wants?
In Belize.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think I need to pull a Ellen Page here and just roll up to like one of Donald Trump or Clint, one of these people's little barbecues and just start being like, what are you going to do for reality stars? Right?
You'll get shot. I wouldn't do that.
You're probably
You'll
right.
They'll make an example out of you.
Yeah, they're going to be like, shoot him.
You know, Ellen Page can get away with that.
He's got an iPhone 6. Shoot him.
Yeah, they'll take you down right away.
This is our chance.
That's why you're a friend.
I don't recommend that.
You're right. So Ellen Page can do it, and I can't.
Fair play did it to Obama.
That's America.
He didn't go. I think he had his picture taken with him.
Yeah, he ran up and got his picture taken, but he got past security and everything.
Yeah, but he wasn't like on stage, and he wasn't like cursing him out. He was like, hey, can I take a picture with you? Obama didn't know, like, that's Johnny Fairplay. I like that guy.
Do you guys, I always think when I hear about these stories, like, what are the odds that like three Marines were randomly listening to the guy loading his AK in the bathroom on the train? Like, do you think these guys were really born identity guys and they'd been following this guy?
And the sound of the AK loading is what triggered them into their super secret.
No. That too. That's more of the MK Ultra vibe. But I'm thinking like these guys have been tailing him and they didn't know when he was going to act or what he was going to do. And then he went for it. So then they blew their undercover, you know, covers and tackled this dude. And then everyone's like, who are you three heroes? And they're like, oh, just off duty Marines. Or is it just a miracle that we had three Marines?
I wish they would have just been like, we're just everyday, regular, ordinary American citizens. That would have been really, really great for all American citizens traveling through Europe when they're like, these guys are great.
I just love that it was in France because all those French people hate Americans. It's like, hey, well, if it weren't for Americans, your whole train would be dead. So I hope you like America now, effers.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a bad time.
Another European newspaper, The Mirror, has a story.
Sorry, that was Associated Press. My bad, go on.
Yeah. A London company, which is called the Lictators, they're making an ice cream made from breast milk. Also, breastfeeding is always a popular topic on Spice and Hour.
Always.
And so the Lictators, they're making breast milk ice cream. I feel like that's a real missed opportunity. I don't know why their company isn't called the Lactators, but they're called the Lictators. And so they are facing a lawsuit from Lady Gaga because they made a new ice cream flavor called Royal Baby Gaga.
I don't think that's her name. And Gaga is a common term that is associated with baby talk.
So Lady Gaga, her lawyers are suing, citing copyright infringement and unauthorized use of her name.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Lady Gaga hasn't made a song for a while, so maybe she's got nothing better to do.
Yeah. So I think after that, I think she's coming after the fat Jewish also.
Yeah.
If he made any jokes about Lady Gaga.
So are we going to cover the news story going on with the... Didn't I bring up the naked ladies?
Are you
going to
eat breast milk pops or not, Spencer?
Yeah.
Are they gluten-free?
I think boob milk is.
Mm.
But does she have an organic diet?
Royal Baby Gaga.
I don't know. I don't know.
The milk isn't from Lady Gaga. So I don't know who the she is in question.
Whoever's lactating.
Oh, that would be very expensive.
I don't know that I would really be that excited about trying one of these.
And you love ice cream.
Love ice cream, but yeah, because breast milk, actually, your body does absorb better than like bovine milk or any other types of milks.
So I would sell these in the gym, definitely.
The Lictators, they are refusing to stop selling the flavor, but they've offered to send complimentary tubs of it to Lady Gaga so she can chill out.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Yes. That joke was written by Lita, the Spice and intern.
To
attribute all everything.
So the Observer.com is covering a whole article. I don't live in New York. Maybe Rob's on the East Coast. Maybe he can go get on this ground and get some insider info.
Sure.
But I, I guess there's women that are butt naked with body paint.
Oh, and, yeah, yeah, no, I know about this.
So the mayor is considering, Mayor Bill de Blasio is considering a controversial idea to tackle the controversial issue of bare breasts in Times Square. So how do you two feel about this? I think if the nipples are painted, well, actually, let's just free the nipple, Miley Cyrus style. I think let's just have nipples out, and then if you want to pay for a photo, it's tourism. Bringing money to the city.
No, first off, that money doesn't go to the city. That money is going into...
They should be taxed. They should be taxed.
So in Times Square, they have an area where there's all these costumed people, and like if you walk by, it's like a real tourist trap, and it slows down all the cars, and they have like Elmo, and there's always like these like stories about that Elmo like accosts people and then wants you to give them money to take their picture, and it's like a big problem. And actually, the police chief here is saying he just wants to get rid of that whole area. Just let there be full traffic and not have like a whole pedestrian area where people in costumes, and now they've got like these body paint chicks slowing down everything.
Oh, chicks.
And, the professional body paint women
performers,
the topless body paint performers there slowing down. But there's like all sorts of people driving through that and kids and stuff like that. Everybody knows I'm not a prude, but I don't think you need out there in broad daylight topless women in body paint where people are taking pictures. And actually, a police officer took a picture with them recently, and it was a problem of like a uniformed police officer taking pictures with the topless body paint women. So I'm sort of on board with, let's just get rid of the whole thing in Times Square.
Is that
worse than the cowboy in the tidy whities?
Yeah, because he's not wearing paint. He's actually has underwear
looks
on.
It's like underwear. It's like, for instance, how is it okay for every supermarket to have Kate Upton's big old boobies in body paint on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit in all the markets, but this professional performer can't work a corner in her body paint?
It's, well, now we have to decide which of these women is hotter.
I just think the body
trust
paint,
me, Kate Upton is hotter than the topless women in body paint in Times Square.
You can't see anything. It's real body paint. Just like when we went to the Playboy Mansion, I looked very closely to see if you could see anything, and you could not. It's paint.
But
it's
the problem is that people are trying to get through the city, and they're slowing down the traffic to look at the women in the body paint. And it's not raising any money for the city. It's slowing people down. It's making people less efficient, and it's costing the city money. So get rid of Elmo. Get rid of all of the body paint women, and let's move on.
Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been more serial killers in those Elmo costumes.
Or just
like,
download
I never trust
Waze.
A dirty Elmo costume.
What do you want to do? Download Waze? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, download Waze and just go around the body paint. Is Jimmy Fallon must secretly just be a Flocka addict. How does he... Now he chipped his tooth. He broke his finger off. What are you doing at home, Jimmy? Are
it's
you
a busy schedule, probably, yeah.
Fallon, Mr. Fallon and Flocka, allegedly. I don't know.
That's one theory.
That was breaking news. He just chipped his tooth. Sorry.
Oh my God. How does it look?
It's chipped.
If only one of our fathers was a dentist, we could offer help.
My dad's biggest problem being a dentist is like when he's out and about, he can't look at people's teeth and not like think exactly what he would do. Like, it's so funny. Like, the waiter walked away and he's like, oh, I would do 4 caps on the front. And I'm like, Dad, relax. Like, he just wanted your drink order.
Yeah. Leave the work in the office, Dad.
Yeah. Like, he can't even look at people.
He has a gift, I guess.
Yeah. Such is the plight.
Yeah, he's like an X-Men character. He can't turn it off.
He wants to save everyone.
He just wants to go back to being normal.
I hope I can meet him one day so I'll just walk around with my mouth open and smiling all day long.
Yeah, I'm going to wear fake teeth just to mess with
That's
him.
That's a good idea.
He'll work it all out in his head, and it's like, ha-ha, joke's on you. Now figure it out.
Yeah, you thought you had it all figured.
Now, here's a new app that comes out. Of course, this app is available in the Apple iTunes store. It's called Pooductive.
Have you heard? I don't like their idea that much.
You don't like? You've heard about this?
Yeah, isn't it where that you are on the toilet and it connects you with other people that are on the toilet?
Yes, yes.
But it's like, why do you need to announce that you're on the toilet or join this forum of all these toilet people? Because you can just be as productive
without advertising to the world that you're actually pooping?
Well, according to the story, the app is free, but the founders are planning to soon connect it with a charitable cause to help promote clean water access. So the charity side of the app has not yet been released, but they're saying that's why it's going to be popular. So
it's because of the charity.
Yes, you can sort of offset that you're making using the clean water, and then other people, you're helping them get the clean water.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we get a podcast featured on Pooductive?
Oh.
It would take people probably like 3 weeks to finish one show.
We'd have to do it in like 3.5 minute segments.
Yeah. So what do you get to text random people?
I don't know. I guess. Is it like chat roulette on the toilet?
No, I don't think it's a camera. I don't think there's a camera there, but you get to text random people. Like, I'm looking at this on the Daily Mail, and so in the screenshot, somebody is saying, "Hola, amigos," and the other person says, "Hey, how are you?" It's like, "Good, good. Any movies you could recommend?" The other person says, "No, but I have a joke I could tell you." The other person says, "Seems like a compromise." Like, what would you do in a random chat?
No, this doesn't sound productive at all.
Could it sort of be like Tinder, where it's like a one degree of acquaintance that's how it does?
I guess I'm not gonna sign up. Spencer, what are your thoughts?
You lost me on poop app.
You're out.
Yeah,
you're out on Pooductive.
Anything that I feel like I should have invented, it's hard for me to, you know, get behind
to give props.
How about this? Yeah. Instead of Pooductive, what if it connects you while you're on the toilet with some sort of I don't need to talk to another person on the toilet. Like, I guess, could you talk to anybody? Like, who would be a person? Like, what if you could talk to like a nutritionist while you're in the bathroom?
Oh, and describe what your poo looks like.
Yeah, somebody.
Or you take the photo of your poo, and then the poo expert tells you how healthy you are. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, your diet is not."
Or they send you a little Tupperware container with shipping attached to it.
Anytime
a doctor ever asks for a stool sample, I look at them and I'm like, "Are you effing kidding? You want me to poop in this freaking little..."
Yeah, I think we're all out on the Pooductive.
You want to hear a stool sample story?
I do not. I have to be honest.
I did. I hope it includes pinworms.
It's so good.
Okay.
Have you guys ever had pinworms?
I have not.
Me neither. Oh. Have you?
No comment.
Okay. So when I went on my Mormon mission at 19 years old, before we left to go to the Philippines, which is where I went on my mission. So what happens is you go to this missionary training center first, and they like train you, teach you the language, teach you how to, you know, convince people that they should join the church and stuff like that. And then they do all, you obviously have to do all your physicals and stuff to make sure you're healthy to even travel to these places. So like a week or two before we were leaving, we had to do stool samples. So they just gave us these little Tupperware things, and we went to the public restroom at the missionary training center. And so there'd be like four or five guys in there doing their stool sample. The kid next to me can't catch the sample without dry heaving. So he finally catches it, pukes on it, and then drops it on the ground. And so they were like, "Well, you have to do it again tomorrow." I don't know how many times it took him to do it. I just thought the whole idea of vomit and poo and ground and everything was just, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot going on in that story.
Yeah. So, and me, I had no problem. It was just easy peasy, dude. One and done.
Wow.
Yeah. Believe it.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Tyson.
I thought you were going to talk about like switching poop samples or something.
No, they don't test for drugs and stuff. They just make sure that you aren't sick.
They can test for drugs in your poop?
Probably.
Whoa.
In pro cycling, they take hair samples and stuff sometimes.
I better stop pooping everywhere.
Well, and bleach your hair with...
Just shave my head like Brit.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah. Tyson, what did you think of Boston Rob's shaved head look? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. He's had a shaved head before. It looks fine.
Yeah. You liked it?
Yeah, sure.
Looks badass?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that he posted the picture of him with a shaved head before. And yeah. I don't ever remember seeing him with a shaved head, but he looked, the photo, he was making a very menacing face. I think it would probably look nicer if he was smiling in the picture. He really looked like he was
unhappy with his haircut.
Yeah, like somebody shaved his head and he didn't want them to.
Yeah. I keep being tempted to shave my head because having a shaved head is really nice.
Yeah. Would you bick it?
No.
You just want buzzed head.
Yeah, just like a number six.
Yeah.
I would like complete bald head, but then I'd look like one of those awful human POSs.
Like who? Oh, I get it. A skinhead?
Ah!
Yeah, we do not want to affiliate ourselves with them.
No, we don't.
I got enough reasons for almost getting jumped on the daily.
Did you see that that there was like a white supremacist like conference at some hotel back
and
east?
The guy was wearing Jordans?
No, they just the hotel found out who they were and just canceled their whole reservation like a day before and was just like, sorry, we don't associate with you guys and we don't want to.
Yeah.
There's a way better World Star Hip Hop meme on their Facebook, and it's a photo of a guy in like full KKK outfit, whatever, like Grandmaster, blah, 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 all the full deal. And then in the photo, you see he's wearing Jordans, and next to it, it's got a photo of Jordan just shaking his head like
that's funny.
It was classic.
That is a good meme. And the fat Jewish came up with that, you're saying?
Yeah, the fat Jewish, that was really funny.
That was his. He got credit.
But is that really the group that you want pissed off in the lobby of your hotel when they all show up there and they're wanting to check in?
I think they got them out before they showed up.
Okay, good.
So I think they did it all via email or telephone or something. It was just like, sorry, we didn't really realize what was going to happen here at our conference center and we don't want it happening.
Yeah.
Well, I would just expect to guarantee the next day to have a cross burning on the hotel front lawn. Mm. I wonder if that followed it up.
That's tricky. Yeah.
Whoa. I want to know what was
going
on.
Seems like you can think that pretty easily.
I want to know what was popping off at Jennifer Aniston's little Bora Bora honeymoon party that left Joel Silver's associate producer dead on the beach.
Whoa.
She was only 28, found dead on the beach in Bora Bora.
At the wedding?
At the honeymoon.
At her honeymoon?
At Jennifer Aniston's honeymoon.
How many people did she have at her honeymoon?
Well, I'm sure Joel Silver was there as like a guest of the honeymoon party, and I bet he brought his assistant to like, because he's rich people will need their assistance, and I bet the assistant was, I don't know, it seems like a scene out of The Net with Sandra Bullock.
This is nuts, dude. Yeah, there's definitely a conspiracy here somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, more on that story to follow.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep you posted. And that was, hold on, let me give credit.
USmagazine.com celebrity news.
Who had it first?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Bora Bora news.
We got one other story for you this week. This comes courtesy of BuzzFeed, that there is a computer engineer in Finland who lost the tip of their middle finger in a motorcycle accident. Is that what happened to Megan Fox on the set of Transformers? Is that why she has weird thumbs?
Could be.
So he decided to replace the tip of his finger with a 2 gigabyte fully functional USB drive.
Dude, this story blows my mind. Why would he only choose 2 gigabytes? It's like you can go up to like probably 128 in that same size.
I don't know.
2 gigabytes?
Yeah.
That's like half of a movie.
Yeah. Now, typically you would call that a thumb drive, but I guess in this case, this is an index finger drive.
Was that written? Did you take that from Fat Jewish?
You just barely thought that up right there on the spot.
The Fat Jewish texted it to me.
Oh, the Fat Jewish got you.
And so I'm looking at the pictures now. It actually looks pretty cool.
Really?
I think it looks cool. Because I mean, like the top he takes off, it's like a flesh-covered top. But though it just seems like really annoying, though, if you have a file, you have to stick your finger in the computer like R2-D2.
And stand there until it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you work your mouse and keyboard at the same time when one of your hands is jammed in the thumb drive?
Yeah.
Finger drive.
Seems rather inefficient. Like, actually, I feel like if the tip of my finger got cut off, I feel like I would want, like the tip of...
A bazooka.
No. But I feel like maybe a stylus might be nice. Like, I could sort of, like, just, like, draw my Snapchat photos. That would be pretty good. But I feel like
or
I would want...
Spork.
The USB dongle, I'd want it to be in the tip that I could be removed, that I could just plug in and then plug that back into my finger. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to sit there with my finger stuck in a computer.
I think I'd want my finger to be a house key.
Because house key. Well, that's I was going to say that's worse than what I was going to say with the USB. Because I mean, how many? Like, if you get a new MacBook, like they don't even have a USB port.
You'd need a C. You'd need a C drive.
Yeah. So that's already being phased out, and keys are going the same way.
I don't think it's like a surgical procedure where like all these mad scientists come in and are like, "This thumb drive is now part of you. There's no removing it unless you want to go through the same initial pain that cost you your original finger."
Yeah.
Okay. I will look into never chopping my finger off. You know who would have got this was Jimmy Fallon.
No, he should have. Can he get it for his tooth?
Oh, my dad can make it.
your dad is like looking at Jimmy Fallon like, oh, you know what he needs right now? A USB drive, right? In the index finger drive, right in his incisor.
Boom.
Oh, that would be so convenient to have to jam your mouth up against a thumb drive.
Yeah. Would it be a Bluetooth device? Could they do that?
Yeah, that would be better.
You'd have a Bluetooth
speaker.
A wireless hotspot.
Oh, no. Wi-Fi at the touch of a finger.
Yeah, but it's actually a tooth. This is a Bluetooth tooth.
Oh, we're going back to the tooth. Whoa.
Yeah, because there was a joke that we skipped over.
Oh, excuse me.
Fat Jewish, he instant messaged me that we missed one.
Okay.
Thought of all those jokes. All right.
So good.
But this is a fun show today.
I'm available every Friday.
Every Friday. This is a good day for you?
We can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the days. If you just want us to join rap, we could be your background.
My hype guys.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! On all the podcasts.
Hype. I saw a rattlesnake this morning.
How is it doing?
He's doing fine, I guess. He didn't bite me and I didn't bite him.
Yeah.
Shot his face off. America.
Did you hear it or you saw it?
It was a baby, so it didn't have rattlers yet. So yeah. I just saw it.
Those are the most deadly.
I know, because they don't know how to control their venom.
Babies love rattles.
Yeah, a baby rattler.
Yeah.
You should have killed it and brought it home for Bergen to play with.
Yeah.
I thought about that, but then I just let it live like an idiot.
Can you imagine if Rachel came over and Bergen had a dead baby rattlesnake and just chewing on it like a baby
mouth.
Yeah, but you'd have to just tell the baby it was sleeping.
Oh, Spencer.
Yo.
And Rob, this is for both of you. Rachel will shake with terror at even seeing a rat, any type of snake on screen. So even if like I'm watching a nature show and a snake comes on, Rachel will just, it'll give her the heebie-jeebies. So in your Snapchat stories or via text message, if you send her a video or a picture of a snake, she, that will spook her real good.
Okay.
Oh my, thank you. And anyone else listening?
Yeah.
Tweet her.
Good tip. Tweet her some snake pics. Yeah.
Pro tip. What is Rachel's Twitter, just so people can more easily find her to send her snake pictures?
I think it's at rachelfolger.com.
It needs to be changed.
That's her Twitter?
Rachel Apostle. She better change that.
I know.
You don't have to get a license. There's no paperwork involved with changing your Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the hashtag for this episode? We got into some good stuff.
Let's see.
We have a... Bluetooth tooth or index finger drive.
Yeah, I like both of those.
The recent ones.
Bluetooth tooth.
Yeah. All right, you want to go with Bluetooth tooth?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so next week we will be back on our normal recording schedule. Looking forward to that. Thanks.
Probably.
Yeah, we hope so. Unless something comes up.
What about the five-star review of the week?
Five-star review of the week. What do you got?
Title, Addictive by The Office Guy 13. Listening to the Spice Hour is totally worth the 6 days of withdrawal I suffer after the show. Can't get enough of these knuckleheads. He's obviously like an 82-year-old man.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Good for him. Listen to the podcast at 82.
Real quick, this just hit my Business Insider little feed, a little late news story, because I asked a TSA guy about this. Do you know, I asked a TSA guy, what's the weirdest thing you've caught somebody smuggling in, you know, through TSA? And he's like, oh, all the time is live animals. I'm like, what?
Rattlesnakes.
He said that this woman had like 50 live birds just strapped to her body with the beaks. And I was like, oh my God. I just saw on Business Insider, they just got a guy with 51 live tropical fish. The photo is next level.
She probably wanted to fly, that lady who had the birds taped to her.
She was like, it's been done with balloons.
But I thought it was going to be like a knife, and he was like, 50 live birds.
Good stuff. Shout out to Scott St. Pierre, who not only edits the show, but works on the incredible artwork for these shows every week. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
Scott's so busy, he's like trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah. He's a busy guy.
Sometimes I think you are Scott.
No, no. People have met Scott. It's not me.
People thought they met Kaiser Soze also.
That's true. So, all right. So, we want to see the comments on robisawebsite.com. And we'll be back next week.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I'm going to go have a pee break.